We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
Papi Purrier for the win. Bang!
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Tigers coach Konzo Martin is alongside. We're with you until just before 8 o'clock here on Tiger Talk. On the Central Bank Tiger Network, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Missouri in action tomorrow night as they take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. 8 p.m. is the tip-off. Still tickets available if you go online to mutigers.com, or better yet, pick up your tickets at the door tomorrow night as the Tigers take on the Razorbacks at Mizzou Arena in Columbia. Tigers go 0-2 this past week as they lose to number one Tennessee in Knoxville on Tuesday, 72-60, and then beaten at home by Texas A&M Saturday evening. Final score was 68-59. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in our players segment, we will visit with a freshman from St. Louis. Torrence Watson will join us at the bottom of the hour in our players segment tonight. Looking forward to visiting with the former star at Whitfield High School in St. Louis. With that, we say good evening to Coach Konzo Martin. How are you?
All right, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to see you. Let's start with the week overall. Difficult assignment, obviously, on Tuesday night, going to Knoxville to take on the number one team of the country. Your team hung in there and had a chance in the second half. Just a thought on that game before we talk about Saturday.
Well, I thought we played a solid game. But as you know, you go back and watch film, you see some of the breakdowns. Even with Schofield's first two three-point shots, that was a breakdown on us. His first 8 points were our breakdowns. And of course, he makes the shot, but we gave him two open looks. That shouldn't have happened. We should have switched the ball screen. He shouldn't have helped off on him. Then his first basket was a pin down. So that's 8 points right there for a guy that's been struggling. You know, so he gets his heads up, so it's a different ball game for him. And I thought we did a solid job again. Credit Kevin Prayer and some of our bigs with Grant Williams. But, you know, Bone's a talented guy, and they made enough plays. We kept them at bay. We couldn't capitalize. I thought we had some tremendous opportunities on offensive rebounds and also some open threes. Just didn't get them to fall.
Yeah, Bone finishes with 11 points in the game. He had 7 assists. He did turn the ball over 3 times. And Xavier Pinson, I think you said afterwards, took a step in that ball game as a young player developing at this level.
Yes, and I thought he did, because Bone is as fast as any guard in our league. And he's strong. He's a junior in college. He's a physical player. I thought when he pushed the ball, you know, it's a tough assignment for X, so our bigs kind of corralled him. But on the other side, I thought X did a good job of pushing the ball at him, but he has the body to get him off balance when he gets around the rim. And that's just a matter of getting in the weight room and continue to get strong, and he'll get that part. But I thought he did a good job of just really embracing the challenge. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that game he had 8 rebounds.
Mm-hmm. And in the first matchup against Tennessee, on 3 different occasions, Bone just got ahead of steam in transition and just got behind one of their players No one was able to get in front of the basketball, and he was able to lay it in. That did not happen one time in the game on Tuesday.
Well, I think it's more about pride and understanding, man, when you're trying to be good, when you're trying to win games, and you realize up close he's as fast. He's really fast. You watch it on film, but you get up close, mm-hmm. he's fast and he's strong. And it was more about our big guys doing a great job of getting back to build a wall to help. It wasn't just the guy that's guarding Bone, because he's so fast, he's shifty with the ball, he's strong with it. So you need both your big guys to do a great job of corralling the ball.
He's really one of the underrated guards in America, isn't he?
I think he used to be.
Now he's gaining attention, obviously playing for the number one team. Let's talk about them, because, you know, in baseball you always tip your cap to the guy that you're playing. I mean, they are so efficient from an offensive standpoint. And one of the things that stands out to me from that game, they had 19 assists on 26 baskets during the course of that basketball game. It just speaks volumes to the way that they play together as a team.
And I think for them, of course, their game plan, but I think it starts when you got a guy like Grant Williams. He demands so much attention. He's a very selfless basketball player. He doesn't mind passing the ball. He was early in the season, averaging almost 5 assists a game. And then when you're talking about Bone, you know, pushing the ball, finding his shooters. If you don't stop him, he's at the rim. And they're efficient with what they do. They don't spend a lot of time, exert a lot of energy just dribbling the basketball. They get the ball where it needs to go. They catch and shoot. And I think they really do a good job of simply catching and shooting shots and relying on other guys to make plays. One or two dribbles pass to the next guy, unless they straight line driving to the rim.
The ability to catch the ball in the paint or in mid-range and just catch and rise and shoot the basketball. Every one of their guys, one through five, can do it.
Spent a lot of time with that. And even Bowden talked about it after the game. He and Bones spent all summer long just working on those curl shots at the elbow, shooting the pull-up there, and really just taking what the defense gives you, not going any further. If the big guys step up defense, you dump it down to your big guys. And I think they do that as well as anybody in the country.
In the first matchup, Alexander simply outplayed all of your bigs. Mm-hmm. You can't say that in the second matchup last Tuesday.
I thought we were better. Again, he 17 rebounds at our place. I mean,
right.
He kept balls alive, made plays. He ran the floor, did a tremendous job, and I thought our bigs were better. We didn't capitalize on some offensive rebounds we thought we had opportunities to get, but I thought we did a better job defending.
Yeah, in the first game, too, he got every 50-50 ball that came loose. It was in Alexander's hands. Okay, so let's talk about Saturday. Your team builds a 9-point lead at the half, but then I think you're the first one that will point to weren't good enough defensively in the second half as you give up 47 and lose the game.
Yes, just broke down. And we didn't build the walls like we talk about defensively, because we talked about at some point Starks would get his head up, because he's a talented player. He had been struggling within the league. He got his head up against him. He started making plays. And then the other thing we talked about is Mitchell is probably playing as well as any guard in the league at this point. He played well. Two fast guards. So I thought we didn't do a good job of really building a wall defense. And I think part of it, not to make any excuses for our big guys, I thought Reed played a really good game. But when you're playing so many minutes and you're not used to playing that many minutes, you get exhausted. Other guys came in the game as bigs and didn't give us enough defensive help to keep that ball out of the lane.
Let's elaborate on that phrase that you've used a couple of times tonight, building the wall. Explain that to the listener. Is that just dribble penetration, or what exactly is that for the listener?
Well, it's really almost like you got a fence around the perimeter. And of course, your scouting report and your assignment. Certain guys we might not guard as aggressively if he's not a shooter. So it just depends on who you're going against. But in that particular game against A&M, with Starks and Mitchell, two really good guys off the dribble. So what you're doing is you're giving up probably one of the corners. And we talk about it, depending on the opposite of what 13 is. 13 Mahan's a really good shooter. So if he's on one side, then your help comes from the other side. If he's on vice versa, your help comes from where he's not. And there's a lot of communication. I think more than anything, that's where it broke down. And I think we look at our numbers in the second half, we break down defensively because we don't have great communication. And oftentimes, the communication in the first half is truly coming from our bench as a staff. So we have to continue to work toward being a better team defensively in the second half. And it's more about the communication.
And when they started to take over in the second half, it was a byproduct of Stark's ability to break guys down off the dribble, penetrate, and either finish or pitch the ball out to the wings.
And that's what it simply was the whole night. Because he got his head up. And I told our guys, let's not let this be the night that Starks get going. And he got going, and we didn't do a good job of keeping him out of the lane, but also, more importantly, taking the ball out of his left hand. And then the other thing is, make him shoot pull-up jump shots. He can't get all the way to the rim and make plays. Make him shoot pull-ups.
Jeremiah Tillman did not play in the game. Had 4 wisdom teeth extracted late in the week last week. Has he been able to practice since Saturday's game?
Yes.
Awesome. We'll see him tomorrow night. That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We'll continue. Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Columbia, water and light, saving money. Yeah, that's right, saving money. Getting loans to get good heating for your home. Never be cold, always warm, even during the biggest storms.
More than $1,000 in rebates. Spend money on fun things.
That's great.
Doors won't close, windows cracked. Get them fixed quick.
That's a fact. Columbia, water and light. Go check out their website.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley.
A little bit burning.
Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com.
Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors with locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and Cape Girardeau. It's now open in Columbia, too, at 2651 Trimble Road. Academy Sports and Outdoors for all, for less. Call Shelter Insurance. Ask a local agent about setting up a free personal protection review. Find out if learn that Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you, shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Konzo Martin is alongside. His team takes on Arkansas tomorrow evening. We'll talk more about that matchup coming up a little bit later in the show. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour in our players segment, we'll visit with Mizzou freshman Torrence Watson. Torrence Watson starting to play well, starting to get in a groove, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think it's a simply a result of the time he's been putting into it in the past 2 or 3 weeks. And I think he'll continue to grow. I think he has a you can feel Torrence defensively. He continues to get better because he's a strong kid. And offensively, he can shoot the ball. And he can also put the ball on the floor. And I think the more comfortable he gets with putting the ball on the floor and making plays, the better he is as a basketball player.
When you're talking about putting the work in, you're not talking about just during practice time.
No, I say put the work in. It's outside of hours, not what's required. And this is you taking time out of your individual schedule to become a better basketball player. And I think he's starting to do that. And Javon, and on a consistent basis, Javon and Mark, they were doing it consistently. Now you have other guys are putting more time into it. And I think Torrance has really jumped on board the past 3 weeks.
Speaking of Mark, he's missed the last five games, suffered the ankle injury late in the game against Arkansas. It's now a issue with the foot. When do you anticipate you might have Mark Smith back?
I think if all goes well, he could be back Saturday.
And then when a young man misses, that would be six games. I mean, how much time does it take him to get conditioning back then?
I think it'll take time just to feel the pace of it. And we'll bring him along slowly. My biggest thing, anything, as long as he's healthy, that's the most important thing. I'm not going to put him out there and he's not healthy. Even if they say he's good to go, if I don't see it, then I probably won't play him.
I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up Reed Nicko again, because for the first time in 83 games as a collegiate, he made a start on Saturday. And early on was aggressive, was active. Just your thoughts on the way that Reed handled that opportunity when he found out, and then kind of how he can build from there.
I think anybody on our staff would agree. You would consider Reed a professional in what he does. He goes about his business. He's vocal in every aspect. He communicates the game. He takes care of his business in the classroom, off the court. He says the right things in the locker room. I think you would consider him a professional at what he does every day, and he goes about it the right way. So you root for a guy like that to be successful, because it's all business with Reed, and he's comfortable with who he is as a man, and his teachings with young guys. He's not afraid to say certain things in the locker room. So I enjoy being around him, and I would have liked him as a teammate.
Yeah, a great kid, too. As you've watched him develop through the last season and a half, if you will, maybe season and three quarters, just where is Reed now compared to where he was when you first laid eyes on him?
Well, I think he's got better, and not so much as what we've done as a staff as opposed to the other staff. When you have hip surgeries, with that kind of weight, that takes time.
Not only hip, but then ankle, too.
That takes a lot of time. Plus, you're also talking about a big guy, so it's not like you're talking about somebody that's 180 pounds. So to go through all that, the speed of the game, how hard you have to play, guarding quick, athletic, big guys, that's not an easy thing to do. He doesn't complain about it. He'll do what he's supposed to do. He works extremely hard. He helps Jeremiah gets better in practice. Again, he's a professional in what he does. And it's not a lot of complaining with Reed. It's all business.
Javon Pickett is another guy, too, that from an offensive standpoint is becoming more and more comfortable at this level, which is obviously typical when you're dealing with a young player, particularly a freshman. Again, where is he now as opposed to where he was at the beginning of the season? Because he was a guy that was prepared because of the work that he put in, as you would say.
I think he's made great strides because he always had toughness to him.
Now, right.
So that part he'll always have. And I think, again, he'll leave here and he'll be part of a team that wins a championship here. And he'll leave here as one of the best that ever played a game. And I'm not necessarily saying if he's an NBA player and all that, but he'll be one of the best that ever wore that uniform, because if he stays on the pace he's on now, because of what he brings to the table, how he approaches practice, how he approaches the game. And he's, again, not afraid to say certain things. He'll lay it on the line. He competes. He knows where he struggles at. He knows where he's deficient, but he'll improve the work toward that. Not a lot of young guys, even older guys, are willing to do that and admit that these are things I need to get better, and I'll work extremely hard at. And I think if he stays on the path, I think he'll fight to be the first one in the gym, the last one to leave until he takes that uniform off.
Here's the thing that has impressed me from the word go is that he was coached very well growing up and through high school, because part of that is understanding what you can do, right, and then understanding what you can't do and doing what you can do and practicing and working on that.
And I've taken it a step further, because a lot of guys have been coached. You got tremendous coaches, whether they're AAU coaches, high school coaches, but I think that really starts at home. Because if you have respect for your home, your parents, your grandparents, if you have respect there, I think everything else falls in line, because you have guys that probably weren't coached as well, but they understand this respect level for authority first. Not so much as you being a coach, but you're an authoritative figure, so I respect you because of that. And I think his parents have done a tremendous job with him in that, and that's why you see the results.
Tigers head coach Konzo Martin is with us. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side and on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Another insurance puzzle from Trusted Choice.
Does your homeowner's policy cover you for injuries on a jet ski ride? It depends. Jet ski renters and owners aren't covered, but a jet ski borrower probably is covered by a standard homeowner's policy. Make sense? Trusted Choice independent agents can make sense of it for you. They represent many companies, not just one, so you can choose the insurance that fits your life.
To locate the Trusted Choice agency in your area, visit TrustedChoice.com.
I'm not a control freak, but I like things a certain way. My way. That's why I love how Regions Lockit lets me lock my Regions personal credit cards, check cards, and now prepaid cards when and how I want to for online, in-store, or even ATM transactions. And unlocking is just as easy. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lockit. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Have you ever wished you could see your completed office furnishings project before you had to choose it? Samco introduces Visual Impressions, our new design service that allows you to see and apply the actual fabrics and finishes to the products you select and place them in your building. We can add wall and floor coverings, doors and windows to simulate your exact space. Go to checksamco.com and click on Visual Impressions to learn more. Then relax, because with Samco, work just got better.
SiriusXM brings you SEC College Hoops like no one else. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from experts like Peter Burns and Chris Doering, as well as live play-by-play. So catch every Dagger, Diamond, Drive in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from Buffalo Wild Wings. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare, and also Shelter Insurance. Central Bank, by the way, your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. You can open it today at www.centralbank.net. Coming up in the next segment, we'll visit with Missouri freshman Torrence Watson here in our player segment from Buffalo Wild Wings. I want to talk a little bit more globally about the league. We know that Tennessee has established itself at this point of the season as the top team, being unbeaten. But you look at others, they're coming on. Tennessee plays Kentucky a little bit later this week. From a depth standpoint, is the league as good as it was a year ago?
I think so. I think it's better. I'm not sure if Tennessee's number one, but I think, and I've seen them from afar, but I think Kentucky's right there. So when those guys play each other, because Kentucky have guard play, might not have the level of experience that Tennessee has, but Kentucky have big physical guys, and I think P.J. Washington is, in my opinion, as good as Grant Williams. Do different things, so I think that'll be a tremendous matchup there. Obviously, Mississippi State's talented. Auburn is one of the teams, and I'm not just saying this because they beat us and they scored a lot of points, but I think that team probably scores as well as anybody in the country. I mean, when they're clicking and the physical bodies, the size, the athleticism that Auburn has, if they're clicking, that's one of those teams that could be in the Final Four, or if they're not clicking together, they could be out the first game. I mean, I just think they have that level of talent with them.
I look at LSU, talented, but very, very young.
Yes.
And in my mind, when you get into tournament time, that's something that might impact them in terms of getting out of that first weekend.
I think they're talented, but I think when you're talking I'm not taking us out of the equation, but I think if you're talking teams that have it, I think Tennessee, and I haven't seen Kentucky as far as watching film, just from afar, Tennessee, Kentucky, and I think Auburn is one of those other ones just because of the size, the athleticism, the bodies. When you have Dunbar and Purefoy come off the bench for Auburn, I'm talking about two guys that have a chance. They could start on any other team in the league, and I think Purefoy has a chance to play at the professional level. And they plan 15 minutes a game.
And we didn't even see Wiley.
My point exactly. So I think that team, they're clicking. They'll be a tough matchup.
Yeah, I agree, because I think of those three teams, of the teams in our league, the three teams that have the best opportunity to get beyond that first weekend would be those three teams. And we all know when you get into the tournament, a lot of it comes down to matchups, right?
That's what it comes down to. And I think nowadays, and I think it's been proven the last probably 10 years, you got good guards, you got a chance. If you have guards that can make plays, they can defend, they can get in the lane, make a shot, make free throws, you got a chance to be the last team standing.
How have the last couple of practices been since the game against Texas A&M?
I thought we had one of our better practices today. And what as painful as it is, and you're going through some, your team is, you take those lumps, and it's a really hard thing. It's hard to even just lay down and get some sleep, but you know there'll be a tomorrow, and that's what I say to our players. There will be a tomorrow, and will we be ready tomorrow? But I thought we had a great practice today, because again, you have to muster up enough energy as a coach and as a leader. Let's go. Here we go. Because it'll be another day. I mean, and I think even for our guys, you'll be somebody's father, you'll be somebody's husband. So I try to give it balance in everything that we do. And then it goes back to what's really frustrating for us is you watch the film. It's like, man, look how we lost this game. Stuff that they know that we're supposed to do, and it continues to happen. So that part, that's what's painful, because I don't think we went into a game. And I think Auburn did a great job in the second half just really taking the game to another level. But I just think a lot of the stuff, we do it to ourselves, and we pay for it.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Player segment up next with Torrence Watson as Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist. The 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist. It can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue. For the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley.
A little bit burning.
Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
We're live at the Managed Services All-Star Game, where Marco just scored big with its experienced IT playbook. When it comes to managed IT, Marco came ready to play. This team's high-maintenance network was no match for Marco's top players. Marco proactively managed the entire IT infrastructure and gave this team less IT chaos and server downtime. See more Marco Managed IT highlights at marconet.com.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to modot.org/buckle-up-phone-down and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
For Tiger fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Missouri Athletics.
Most people don't enjoy a long drive from the airport, so why not choose Columbia Regional Airport? They offer free parking, short lines, and of course a much shorter drive home. And with direct flights to Dallas, Denver, and Chicago, your trip just got a whole lot easier. Enjoy less time parking, less time in lines, less time on the highway, and more time warm and comfortable at home. Visit FlyCOU to see how affordable, convenient flights can be. Columbia Regional Airport. There sooner, home faster.
So two. Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's Southwest Side, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. Today, we'd like to recognize Brittany Ward with gymnastics. The law firm, Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Time now for our player segment. He is a freshman guard from Whitfield High School in suburban St. Louis, town and country if you want to be exact. Please welcome Mr. Torrance Watson. Known as a young child, as he was growing up, by the nickname of Smiley. I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I like the smile a lot.
Yeah, you do, and you've got a great smile. So don't ever be afraid to show people that smile. It's been fun watching you grow and develop this year, and I think you'd agree that this has been a season so far of growth and development. Let's go back to early stages. Where were you, let's say, back in October and November, as opposed to where you are now, just in terms of confidence in your ability to play at this level?
I think I definitely gained a lot of confidence over just playing games and being able to practice. And then just talking to all the coaches, and coach really standing on me about staying in the gym. As a freshman, when you come in, you kind of think that everything is going to be all right. Everything will be all right. Just going to practice, not having to work out as much. But you can definitely see as soon as you get there, you just have to put in the work every single day and have to stay consistent with it.
I want to elaborate on that. Do me a favor and just take that microphone, pull it just a little bit up. There we go. So they can hear you a little bit better out here at Buffalo Wild Wings and listening on our network tonight. Sometimes you don't understand, right?
Right.
How much harder you have to play when you get to this level. How long did it take you to kind of figure that out, just how hard you have to play each and every day, not only practice, but then getting in the work after practice as well?
For me, first couple games, just struggling a little bit, it definitely made me see that. But like I said, when you're young, you're still thinking about it'll be all right, the next game will be all right, it'll be all right. But just have to plan about like 10 games, you get to realizing that I have to be in the gym every day, I have to keep working harder.
Yeah, and for a guy whose identity as a high school player was scoring the basketball, right? At this level, it's much more than that. So from a defensive standpoint, how long did it – I mean, where were you defensively early on, and kind of where do you feel you are right now from a defensive standpoint in terms of principles that you can learn and just your comfort level playing defense in the SEC?
I think when I first got here, I was a little bit lost on defense. It was a whole lot harder for me just paying attention to principles of – being to help, just guard your man. So I think that really came a long way now.
Aside from some of the things we've talked about, what for you has been really kind of the biggest adjustment to playing at this level? Because you played at Whitfield, smaller high school in terms of the competition that you played at, and now you're playing against really grown men. So is it strength? Is it speed? Is it the number of games that you play during the course of the season? What's been the biggest adjustment for you?
I think it's a combination of all of those things. But definitely on a defensive end, just the game is so much faster. And then you have to play both sides of the ball. It's not just only offense, not just only defense, but being able to play both, going hard, giving it all you got every single time on the floor.
The astute fans understand that there's more than just showing up and playing the game. There's preparation that goes into each and every opponent. There's scouting reports and things like that, going through video. On a consistent basis, when you get ready as a team for the next opponent, how much video study is there? And just kind of walk our listeners through, and the folks here in the audience, just the volume of information that you will get on an individual scouting report about someone you may play against.
You'll get a lot of information. We watch film a lot. We watch film right before practice, usually watch film after practice, and then we also have this app on our phone where we're allowed to watch it by ourselves. And then one thing that one of our players does that I've started to do lately, Geis, he watches about 3 games of the opponent. So I've started to watch some of the games of the opponent as well, just to get more familiar. But on our scouting reports, you have the overview of the team, you have the defensive style, you have the offensive style, you have each player's personnel. So it's really a lot to take in, but you just have to focus and study it.
When you are watching an opponent on video and you're knowing I might guard this guy from this school, what are some of the things you're looking for in that video?
One thing is always which way he likes to drive. So if you have somebody who always wants to drive left, you want to make sure that you stay heavy on his left hand, things like that. Guys with quick shots, guys that can shoot the ball, make sure that you stay on the numbers, make sure that you're chasing. So just a lot of things that go into it.
I wish I had the numbers. I don't in front of me, but I'd love to know how many charges you've taken, because it seems like you've taken quite a few in the last several games.
Yes, sir. I have no problem with laying my body on the line for the team.
Yeah. There's a lot I want to cover with you tonight in the amount of time that we have. As I mentioned, you played at Whitfield. You averaged better than 31 points a game, reached 50 on a few occasions as a high school senior. Just what was that experience like playing at that high school in suburban St. Louis and having the freedom that your coach, Mike Potsu, gave you to score the basketball?
It was really fun. I think that the thing that made it the best was that my teammates were never jealous. My teammates always had no problem with giving me the ball, letting me take the shots that I took, and they were always behind me with everything that I did. So just with my teammates and all my coaches being behind me on every single game, that really made a difference.
Your teammates here, you've known a few of them for quite a while, and I'm thinking about Javon and Mark and Jeremiah and others, but I want to talk in particular about the relationship that you guys as freshmen share with one another, talking about you, Javon, and obviously Xavier. Just how close did you guys get over the course of the summer when you arrived, and give me a little snapshot of just the relationship that you share with those guys.
We have really strong bonds. Me, X, and Xavier, I think in the beginning of the year we all struggled a little bit. So just coming together, talking to each other, just trying to keep everybody confident was one of the big things for us. And I think now that we're just adjusting to college basketball, and over the summer my roommate was X, and then Mark and Javon stayed together right across the hall. So we were always together every single day. So it was great to be with them.
When did you first meet Javon, Mark, and even Jeremiah?
I first met Javon. Javon is probably the one that I've known the longest. We used to play against each other a lot, and then he played with the Jets, and I played with Ramey, and Jets and Ramey ended up combining. So he played on the older team, and then Mark also played on the older team as well.
So when you played against one another growing up, who got the advantage more times than not, you or Javon?
I would like to say me, but
he might differ.
Yeah, he might differ. I remember that was one time where we ended up playing the older team, but Javon was hurt during the time. So actually, Mark ended up guarding me, so that was really fun to play against him.
The things that you deal with as players, right, and the relationships that you build, and you spoke of that, but just the trials and tribulations, to be able to have good friends to go through it with means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely means a lot. A lot of people told me that it would be hard when I got here, but like I said, when you're young, you're not really thinking about how hard things would be. So just keeping up the confidence, especially after struggling through a lot of games, just keeping up the confidence, being able to talk to those guys all the time really helped me.
Give me an idea of just your sense of kind of where this team is right now. For the first time since you were 3-3, you're now 11-11, so at the 500 mark, but still games to play, right? Still opportunity to turn things around. Coming off of a difficult setback like the one against Texas A&M, where is this team right now in terms of its motivation moving forward?
I think that the team is always motivated. Like you said, we've struggled a little bit and had a tough loss against Texas A&M, but if you would have been able to see practice today, it was really amazing. I think that we definitely got better today. Everybody was going at each other. Everybody was going hard, defensive end, offensive end. So I think that we're just getting better. We have a lot of young guys, and a lot of guys are maturing.
22 games in and 10 games into the SEC, as you know, we talked about scouting reports. So opponents know about Torrence Watson.
Right.
How are opponents guarding you differently now than maybe they did at the beginning of the season?
I think that a lot of opponents are not letting me get as many easy shots off. Seeing that I've taken a lot of threes in the games, don't want me just catch and shoot wide open. So when the opponents are keying in on you more, it's a little bit harder to score.
How much more confident are you right now, though, in terms of just shooting the basketball from the perimeter?
A lot more confident. I've been getting to the gym a whole lot more, so the preparation definitely is key.
There are a number of things that go into someone being able to reach this level and play Division I basketball, and obviously it begins at home with mom and dad and other influences, and I just kind of want to spend some time on that topic, on those people that helped you get to where you are today. Talk about your mom and dad, the influence that they had on you growing up, and in particular, the influence they had on your decision to play this game.
Well, my mom played basketball. My dad played football. He always likes to say that he's good at basketball, but he tried playing against me a couple of times. It didn't go too well. And then my mom, her nickname was Tree in high school. She played at Oakville. She was really good. I think she averaged like 8 blocks a game, something like that. So just from her instilling it in me, always being around basketball. My brother always played as well. And basketball is one thing that really makes her happy. An interesting story is her favorite team was Tennessee a couple years ago with Pat Summitt.
Yeah, the Lady Vols with Pat Summitt, right?
So, yeah, so she was telling me that, I didn't even remember, but after the Tennessee game, she was telling me that in sixth grade, one thing she said is that I have a dream of going to Tennessee Arena. So she ended up coming to Tennessee game, and she was really happy about that.
How many games do they get a chance to make during the course of the season?
My dad doesn't get to make as many games, but so far, my mom has only missed 2, and that's including away games and the Virgin Islands.
Wow, that's terrific. And when you look up, I mean, what does that do for you, Torrance, when you see her in the crowd?
It does a lot for me. Every time when I'm playing games, I always look up, and I'll be able to see her smile. So it's the best feeling in the world to be able to see your mom smile. And then also my niece is always with her, so always happy to see her as well.
Sound like you're a mama's boy.
Oh, yes, I'm a really big mama's boy.
How about other folks that influenced you in terms of, you know, like as you were growing up playing the game?
I think there's about like 3 people who really helped me a lot. And then also including Coach Possum, my high school coach, and Coach Terrell, my AU coach. But 3 people, Jason Fry, Alex Bazell, both Pierce West trainers. Alex is now starting his own thing. And then one of my mentors, Danny Brown, they really just helped me through it. I think a lot of people don't really realize how much mental goes into playing basketball. So just them being there for me, being able to talk to them at all times really helped.
The ability to come here and obviously study, and you're still a guy that as a freshman has yet to select a major. But if you had to explain to folks different subjects, topics, things in the classroom that interest Torrance Watson, what would some of those topics be?
I'm really trying to find something for my major where I can speak. I really like talking to people. I really like building relationships. So still haven't found that yet, but definitely just looking for somewhere I'll be able to build relationships, talk to people, maybe even sell people things.
Yeah, you're off to a good start, I'm telling you. That smile and your ability to communicate will take you a long way. When you came out of high school during the recruiting process, there were things you were looking for in a program. And you had several different programs, you know, from Ohio State to Iowa State to a few others that Butler, that you considered, that recruited you. Many more sent you stuff and information. But for Torrance Watson, what were you looking for in a program?
In a program, just a coaching staff. And then one thing that really made a difference for me when I came here is that coach was always honest with me. Some other schools promised me I'll be able to start, promised me I'll be able to have playing time, but Coach kept it real with me. He said, when I come here, I have to earn my spot. If I'm not playing defense, I'm not going to be on the floor. So that's one thing that really stuck with me.
How difficult for a freshman coming into this setting when so much is required of you, not only in the classroom, but on the court and in the weight room and things like that? How difficult is time management, and how do you balance your time management when it comes to academics, basketball, et cetera?
Time management is one thing I had to learn how to adjust to, because I don't really like waking up early in the morning, but you have to wake up early in the morning to be able to get your workouts in, get your shots in before practice, before class, before treatment, before film. So just coming in and adjusting to it.
How have you found the classroom, the academic environment here in Missouri?
I love it so far. Whenever I'm on campus, I get a lot of people that say hi to me or good game last night, something like that. So we've lost a couple games here, but the next day when people say good game, you guys are doing better, things like that, that really helps.
Starting to see more students in the crowd too. I know that excites you guys.
Oh, yes, sir. It definitely does. The energy from the crowd really means something to us, especially if we go on like a dry spell or something like that. When the crowd gets into it, it just helps us and we feed off that energy.
Let me close with this. If you had a day to yourself, nothing's on the plate, the day belongs to Torrance Watson, how are you going to spend that day?
We don't have practice or anything that day.
The day belongs to Torrance Watson.
That day, I'll probably wake up a little bit late, go get some shots in, something like that, and then work out. And then the rest of the day, I'll probably spend it with X-Javon, Jeremiah.
What do you guys do when you're together? Is it video games? Is it movies? Is it music? Is it all? What are you?
Combination of all of them. We stay right across the hall from each other. And I usually tell them that I live at their place, because as soon as I get home, I don't even go into my room. I just walk straight over to their apartment. We sit down. Usually me and X will play the game. Javon will come out there with us, and then Jeremiah stay out there with us too.
It's been a pleasure spending some time with you tonight and getting to know you during the season. And really, really wish you the best the rest of the way. Thanks for coming.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks for having
me. That's Torrence Watson. More after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
We are Missouri Employers Mutual, the state's number one provider of workers' compensation insurance. But we're more than an insurance policy. We are safety fanatics. Our innovative safety and claim services help thousands of employers keep their employees safe and business successful. And we do all of that with integrity and respect. In your complex business world, we make safety simple and it pays dividends. Visit safetyfanatics.com to learn how we are different. MEM, putting safety to work for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
When the Tigers win, you win at Papa John's. The day after every Missouri Tigers men's or women's basketball victory, you get 50% off regular menu price online orders using the promo code TIGERSWIN online at papajohns.com. That's right, 50% off your entire online orders the day after a Tigers win. Enter promo code TIGERSWIN at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
In medicine, some go by the book. At MU Health, we have the doctor who wrote the book. As one of the first in mid-Missouri to practice the new study of oncocardiology, MU Health is making tomorrow's innovations available today, showing that with yes, the best course of treatment is the course you pave yourself. YesMakesItPossible.com.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from Buffalo Wild Wings. Matt Weingartner is our engineer here at Buffalo Wild Wings. He gets upset if we don't mention his name at least every three shows, so we want to make sure he said hi to Matt. What do you think about Matt's hair, by the way?
I like that.
You like that?
It reminds me of Parker's haircut.
I asked Parker, who had longer hair, Parker Braun we're talking about, and I said, Parker, who's got longer hair, you or Matt? He says, oh, I do. It's not even a question. So, I mean, you know.
Well, I'm going with Parker.
There you go. Parker's got that going on you. Torrence Watson was really good. What a nice young man.
That he is. He is a good guy.
We spent a little time talking about his game, but when you have a young man that can communicate like that at a very young age, how much does it help him on the basketball court?
I think it helps him in a lot of areas. I mean, because one thing about Torrance, he's not afraid to ask questions. So he doesn't know someone on the floor in the film room who asks questions, and that's what makes him good. And because he gives himself to the team, and that's a big thing when you're trying to grow as a basketball player. Sometimes guys are shy. They're very reserved. They don't give themselves. And Torrance does a good job of giving himself, and I think that's one of the things that continues to make him good and eventually will make him great.
That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We need to take our final break. Tigers taking on Arkansas tomorrow. Tickets available, 1-800-CAT-PAWS, 884-PAWS in Mid-Missouri, or better yet, pick them up in Mizzou Arena tomorrow night for the 8 p.m. tip-off. We're back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, Plus is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Konzo Martin is alongside. Our thanks to Torrance Watson for coming up during our players segment. Missouri in action coming up on Saturday, 8 p.m., the tip-off against the University of Arkansas. By the way, the Tigers will host Kentucky on February the 19th. And at halftime of that game is when Derek Chivas will have his number three lifted high above the floor at Mizzou Arena. It's something that should have happened years ago. So it's great to see that it is going to take place, and very, very excited for Derek Chivas. You didn't play against Derek Chivas.
You're
a lot younger than he is.
No, I didn't play against Derek.
Yeah, but you've seen, you knew of Derek as a yes. player, correct?
Yes, because I mean, we watched him, you know, in East St. Louis, we watched him on TV, and again, he was known for the Band-Aid, so yeah, we watched him.
Yeah, and obviously a terrific guy that could score the basketball, and so very happy for Derek that he's going to receive that honor on February the 19th. What stands out about Mike Anderson's team? That it seems to me that since you played them, they're starting to get into maybe a little bit of a groove.
I think so. I think, again, early, they have talented guys. They had a couple guys sitting out. So you go, I think they started, went into the season nine, conference play 9-3. I think they got to a point where they 1-4 in conference play. But you have so many new guys. I mean, you got Gafford back. You have some guys returning. You got some young, talented guards new into your program. Just understand the level you have to play. You're playing road games in this league, which is not easy. The margin of error is so slim. Then they get their heads up, and just like Torrance, just like Javon, you know, Xavier Pinson, those freshmen, they continue to grow. but they have a strong foundation with Gafford around the rim, because that's a guy you can pound the ball inside to. It's a guy that's a great rebounder, shot blocker. So while you're making those mistakes, they're allowed to grow because of his presence.
I look at Jalen Harrison, probably a guy that doesn't get a lot of notoriety for their team. He's averaging 8 points in conference play. I always look at a guard from an assist to turnover ratio, and you look at his, and it's terrific. 129 assists on the season and just 40 turnovers for his point guard.
Does a great job, and he's really fast. Now, probably not as quite as fast as Bone, but he's fast with the ball. He makes good decisions with the ball. He facilitates well. He gets steals. And he does a great job really trying to find his shooters, and also Gafford getting those guys the ball.
What about Gafford? Where is he better maybe than when you saw him a year ago?
Well, the thing, I think he's the best big in the league from the standpoint of anything around the rim, because he's so long, he can stretch out and put in the basket. And he quick jumps you, so if he misses it, he's right back at it. When you come down, he's up with the ball, putting it back in the rim, and he blocks shots like we played him. I don't think he had a foul the whole game.
Right.
He runs the floor. And the good thing about it now, when we played him the first time, I don't think they were trying to pound inside to him every time down, because he was doing other things. He's running, playing on the rim. But now it's like they really made it a focal point to get him the ball. So now that becomes a different problem.
And you better get back defensively against him.
Oh, yeah. You know that, because they'll run fast. And you got you three-quarter him, you give him different looks, because you can't give him the same look and allow him to get comfortable.
Evaluate Mason Jones. Give me a scouting report on him.
You know, sophomore, strong, physical guard. I thought when we played him the first time, he was their best all-around player. And again, Gafford, meaning their perimeter guys, I thought he was the best all-around perimeter guy, inside, outside, put on the floor. You know, 6'5", strong body, and I was impressed with him.
That was a game, too, that, you know, you started out taking care of the basketball first couple of possessions, and they got away from you. Had more than 20 turnovers in that game.
Hard to win games like that. They turned the pressure up, and we didn't respond well to it.
So when you were playing against that pressure and getting the ball in bounds, what, from a basic standpoint, from a fundamental standpoint, walk me through what you would like to see your guards do tomorrow night against that pressure.
Well, really, you want to get the ball out quick, so what happens if you're a four-man, you take it out, turn around and you see it. But the key for our guards, and really how it should be, our point guards, the wings should sprint up the floor. But since you know they're pressing the whole time, your point guard knows where to get the outlet from. Your wings should sprint back. So now the guy that takes the ball out runs the base. So one of your wing guys should be open if your point guard is not open. The biggest key is stay off that baseline when you're one of those guards coming back. So now what you do is whatever side you hit to, now it should be diagonal rotation. So the inbounder should always be ready to receive the ball if it comes back to him. The other guys, one should be in the middle, and one other guy should be parallel up the floor to the guy with the ball in his hand. So you can move it up the floor and attack the rim. And always our five guys always on the backside.
I've always thought this about Mike's teams dating back to when, you know, he was here, is that you understand for 40 minutes there's going to be pressure. They can't call every foul, so they're going to be aggressively trying to poke the ball away, deny passing lanes for every possession. And so it challenges a player, I think, from a poise standpoint too, doesn't it?
Being strong with the ball, because it's a different style. Unless you play the way, it's a different style than what you're playing. And I think they're more effective when they're at home as opposed to on the road, even though they've been playing well on the road. Just being aggressive with the ball. And I think the biggest key is putting pressure not only on the defense but on the officials to attack the rim and be assertive.
Speaking of being assertive and attacking the rim, through conference play, your team shot just 164 free throws. The opponents you've played against have shot 227. Arkansas on the year, 208. How do you get to the foul line more?
Well, I mean, just you can work on certain things. We do dribble penetration drills. But I think part of that's who you are as a basketball player, driving the ball, getting to the free throw line. You have some guys that are elite shooters, rarely get to the free throw line. Or if they're in the bonus, try to get to the free throw line to get points. I think that's a skill, one we work on, but also that has to be in your DNA to drive the ball and make plays.
Yeah, exactly. About a minute left with Coach Martin. Again, Missouri taking on Arkansas. Coming up on Saturday, game tips off at – or coming up tomorrow, game tips off at 8 o'clock. And then, of course, on Saturday, on the road as you go to Ole Miss to take on a team that has really improved this year.
They're playing well. Scoring the ball, they're defending, mix it up, 2-3 zone, man, 1-3-1. So they're doing a lot of different things.
It's great to see you. Thanks for your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, that's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk. Matt Weingartner, again, is our board operator, as we appreciate his presence tonight. Tigers taking on Arkansas tomorrow night. 8 o'clock is the tip-off. Our coverage begins at 7:30 here on the Central Bank Tiger Network. A reminder, Missouri back in action coming up against Ole Miss on Saturday. Thanks to Konzo Martin, also to Torrence Watson for joining us tonight. We'll be back again next Monday night right here at Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Central Bank Tiger Network.